Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that gets you ready for your week in the National Football League. Week 4 of the 2023 NFL season is here, and we have the right numbers to get you ready for Week 4 of the NFL season. And as always on this program, again, The Winning Bets, we give you all your winning numbers to help you win for this NFL season. And as always, before we give you the right numbers, we just want to give some important information for you, as always, about the games you can play in the world of sports betting. There's money line, point spread, and over-under total points. With money line, you place a bet on the money line. That means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. I'll give you an example. Team A versus Team B. Team A, you decide you want to bet on Team A to win by 6.5 points. If Team A wins the game, but they win by 7 points, that means you do not win the bet. However, if you play you bet on Team A for money line, that means you win the bet. Remember, money line, if they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread, it requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. And then there's over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure placed in the bet. I'll give you an example. If you say, for instance, if you bet on a Team A and Team B, and you bet on the under value, the under points would be under 50. If the final score is Team A wins 25 to 22, 25 plus 22 equals 47, that means you win the bet because you bet you're over under, you bet for under 50. That means you would win the bet. So that's how that works. So again, money line. You place a bet on the money line. That means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. And then you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure in the bet. So that's how that works. Again, that's money line, point spread, and over-under total points. And as always, again, before we give you the right numbers to play for Week 4, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or you can call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to gamble responsibly. We want people to play responsibly. And we want people to play responsibly. All right, before we give you these numbers, as always, our source for these numbers are being provided by Caesar Sportsbook. Again, the source for these numbers are being provided by Caesar's Sportsbook. All right, here are your winning numbers now for Week 4 of the 2023 NFL regular season. Thursday night football, the Detroit Lions go up to Green Bay Packers. The point spread for Detroit is -1. For Green Bay, it's +1. Money line for Detroit, -125. For Green Bay, it's +105, and the over-under total points is 46. The Atlanta Falcons take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Point spread for Atlanta is +3. For Jacksonville, -3. Money line for Atlanta, +135. For Jacksonville, -160. Over-under total points is 43.5. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the New Orleans Saints. Point spread for Tampa Bay is +3. For New Orleans, it's -3. Money line for Tampa Bay, +143. For New Orleans, it's -170. And the over-under total points is 40.5. The Miami Dolphins take on the Buffalo Bills. Point spread for Miami is +2.5. For Buffalo, it's -2.5. Money line for Miami is +130. For Buffalo, it's -155. Over-under total points is 53.5. The Washington Commanders take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Point spread for Washington is +8. For Philadelphia, it's -8. Money line for Washington, plus 300. For Philadelphia, it's minus 385. The over-under total points is 44. The Baltimore Ravens take on the Cleveland Browns. Point spread for Baltimore is plus 2.5. For Cleveland, it's minus 2.5. Money line for Baltimore is plus 122. For Cleveland, it's minus 145. Over-under total points is 41. The Denver Broncos take on the Chicago Bears. Point spread for Denver, minus 3.5. For Chicago, it's plus 3.5. Money line for Denver, minus 170. For Chicago, plus 143. And the over-under total points is 46. The Los Angeles Rams take on the Indianapolis Colts. Point spread for the Rams, plus 1. For Indianapolis, it's minus 1. Money line for the Rams, plus 100. For Indianapolis, it's minus 120. Over-under total points is 46.5. The Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Houston Texans. Point spread for Pittsburgh, minus 3. For Houston, it's plus 3. Money line for Pittsburgh is minus 165. For Houston, it's plus 140. And the over-under total points is 42. The Cincinnati Bengals take on the Tennessee Titans. Point spread for Cincinnati is minus 2. For Tennessee, it's plus 2. Money line for Cincinnati is minus 135. For Tennessee, it's plus 115. And the over-under total points is 41. The Minnesota Vikings take on the Carolina Panthers. Point spread for Minnesota, it's minus 3.5. For Carolina, it's plus 3.5. Money line for Minnesota, it's minus 195. For Carolina, it's plus 162. And the over-under total points is 45.5. The Las Vegas Raiders take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Point spread for Las Vegas is plus 5.5. For the Chargers, it's minus 5.5. Money line for Las Vegas is plus 210. For the Chargers, it's minus 260. And the over-under total points is 47.5. The New England Patriots square off against the Dallas Cowboys. Point spread for New England, plus 7. For Dallas, it's minus 7. Money line for New England is plus 240. For Dallas, it's minus 305. And the over-under total points is 43. The Arizona Cardinals take on the San Francisco 49ers. Point spread for Arizona, it's plus 14. For San Francisco, it's minus 14. Money line for Arizona is plus 600. For San Francisco, it's minus 900. And the over-under total points is 44. Sunday night football, the Kansas City Chiefs square off against the New York Jets. Point spread for Kansas City is minus 9.5. For the Jets, it's plus 9.5. Money line for Kansas City is minus 455. For the Jets, it's plus 345. And the over-under total points is 42.5. Monday night football, the Seattle Seahawks square off against the New York Giants. Actually, there's no point spread, but it's an even pick on the point spread. Both teams are at minus 110. Money line for both teams are at minus 110. And the over-under total points is 47. And there you have it. Those are your winning numbers for week 4 of the National Football League 2023 regular season. So again, money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Remember, money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. And, of course, there's over-under total points. That's the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure placed in the bet. So, again, there's money line, point spread, and over-under total points. And, again, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or call 1-800-522-4700. Remember, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. It's very important that you're making the right choices when you're involved in making your bets and doing what you need to do in order to get the right numbers. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.